Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I'll just go like direct to the point so we don't
Sure,
waste too
sure.
much.
No problem, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just heading out for lunch, but
Oh, perfect, perfect. So, tell me like when did you buy insurance? How long time ago?
that's a difficult question. I don't know, man, like about a year after I started working, so maybe late 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, 2015, yeah.
Okay. And then, like, if you tell me as a story, like, how, when was the first time you thought about buying it?
Well, I think I just like after I graduated and I finished like about a year of working and a stable income. I wanted to do a bit of financial planning, so I started on some investments, and at the same time I thought, okay, should also do some insurance. So I got a basically like a critical illness and a long-term cover, because I thought those are the only major things I need to cover for now.
I see.
Yeah,
So,
rest is was kind of covered by my employer, so I wasn't so worried about that.
and why, what made you buy it at this moment? Why would you didn't buy it before, for an example, or
Sorry?
like why you think that was the right moment to buy it? Why you didn't buy
Because I was at a point in time, so this was, I was moving out of my dad's family insurance cover, because that had an age gap. So once I was 25, I would no longer be covered under that. So I, and though I had an employer-based cover, I didn't want to rely fully on that, because once you move jobs and stuff,
I
you do
see.
not want to be dependent on that. So I thought it'd be good to for me to have a background basic cover to begin with. Yeah, it was a small enough price. Gives me peace of mind at the point.
I see. So it's almost like that moment where you start having a life outside your parents' house or finishing your course and everything else. And why that it was important for you to have insurance at that moment?
It was tricky. Generally, I mean, it just seemed like the financially prudent thing to do. In that sense, like, yeah, when I was just before graduation, I had an incident where I had kidney stones, and then that necessitated a surgery and stuff. Though I didn't end up requiring it, fortunately, but I just thought, okay, you know, maybe it can happen anytime. So you need to have a baseline. Like smaller medical procedures can be taken care of, but something major can really set you back when you're starting off a career. I didn't want to burden my parents for it. So yeah, I thought it's good enough. I thought the value cost trade-off was favorable in this term, so I just did that. Yeah.
Your parents, did your parents bought insurance for you before, or
Sorry?
did your parents be in the past they bought insurance for you when you were younger?
No, I
No.
was just under my dad's employment benefits.
Okay.
So they didn't explicitly buy insurance with me.
Okay. And then how important was for you to find the best product, or you did you care about having the best one, or you just want any product or any brand? How was your in
No.
when you were deciding when you're choosing for it?
Yeah, I didn't care about the best in that sense. I wanted to make sure that the entity I was getting it from was reliable, that the process was painless, because insurance costs generally don't vary very much. And for the kind of cover I was looking for, pretty standard. So I didn't do extensive research. I did a basic research, and I leveraged on whatever connections I had. If I knew someone, in this case, I didn't know a friend of mine who did insurance, so even though it was slightly more expensive, I knew that it would be hers, so it's worth the premium. So I just went ahead with her.
And if you look at the how you feel today compared to how you feel 2 years ago, how do you describe that difference that this product made in your life?
And having an insurance.
Yes. If you compare like the week, the time you were without insurance versus now.
Yeah, well, I'm like, that's a difficult one, because I was never out of insurance, because I was always covered under my dad's insurance, and before it, I would go out of that plan. I moved to this, so in that sense, I don't really know the feeling.
I see.
Of not having insurance versus having insurance. Yeah.
And what was your fear of not, like, what was your fear from not having insurance?
I mean, medical costs are generally exorbitant these days. So, you don't want that hanging over your head. Also, you don't want that to ever be a factor when it comes to health. You don't want a dollar value to be a determinant on whether or not you seek or what kind of treatment you seek or what degree and expertise you seek. So I just thought, okay, better to have insurance. Yeah.
Do you think this product enables you to do something else or to go further? Or how do you think this, what do you think that product allows you?
I don't think it allows me anything. It just kind of like, it's not a value add. It's just a, like, there are things you do which are a positive benefit, and then there are things you do which are risk management, which basically are trying to negate negatives. This is more of that kind of a solution for me. I don't see it as adding value. I just see it as something which helps me not lose value, you know, something like that. Yeah?
Okay, cool. And then, like, today, how do you feel about it? Do you, like, feel like that's the, you're just going to stick with it, or you think that at some point you will change or upgrade or
yeah, obviously,
how do you feel,
I mean,
about it today?
So, I foresee major changes once I, for example, if and I settle down or I hit a certain age point, or if I have a family then of my own, then at that point obviously I will do a change and reconsider. I think it's a good idea to constantly, like, not constantly but periodically review how my life's goals and requirements change. Right now it's primarily critical care and etc. I may want to expand it to more generic care going forward as I get older. Things like that, so I'm open to that, and I will be looking to review it. I don't think it's a done deal by any stretch of imagination.
Okay, so what does your insurance cover is like? What's the product about?
So right now it's a term cover plus critical illness plus hospitalization with a significant deductible. Which, so the significant deductible makes sure that the premium is low, but in the worst case scenario, I am covered. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. If it's a small enough bill, I can put it by my, for my own expense. But yeah, if it is something which... Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, actually. It was very quick and very insightful interview.
You're
less
welcome.
Than 10 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
So,
no problem.
Thank you very much. And then I speak to you soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. No problem.
Bye-bye.